Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to They Walk Among Us, a podcast dedicated to UK true crime. This is the 12th in a series of short bonus episodes. To keep up to date with news on the podcast, you can find us on social media through Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. For ad-free versions of our episodes, which are posted a few days before their general release, visit patreon.com/ They Walk Among Us. This episode contains distressing themes, explicit language, and descriptions of violence. This podcast is intended for a mature audience. Listener caution is advised. Many people who consume too much alcohol can become aggressive. The prosecution say what the defendant did on July 7th last year was done in anger and fueled by drink. Rachel Brand QC, Birmingham Crown Court, February 2018. In the early morning hours, the West Midlands police were contacted following reports of a stabbing on a housing estate in Solihull. Officers and paramedics arrived at approximately 1 a.m. They found a male in his mid-60s slumped in a blue Hyundai parked on Greenlands Road in Chelmsley Wood. The police were told that immediately after the attack, the elderly man had summoned the strength to call for help using his mobile phone. Around 12:45 a.m., he had called his partner, who rushed to his aid. After struggling to navigate the dimly lit streets, she found his car. The door was open. He was clutching his chest, which was covered in blood. Paramedics were told the victim was called Phil. He was being helped by a woman who said she was his partner of 8 years. Phil's companion stood nearby as his injuries were initially treated at the scene. It appeared he had been stabbed in a vicious attack. He was drifting in and out of consciousness. As it was clear the patient was losing a lot of blood, he needed to be rushed to the hospital. There was a wound to his chest. He had been stabbed in the heart. Paramedics strapped the victim to a gurney and loaded him into the ambulance. But on the journey to the hospital, Phil suffered a cardiac arrest. Medical professionals tried in vain to save him, although he later died from his wounds on Friday, July 7th, 2017. The area where the attack took place was quickly sealed off. Chelmsley Wood was now the scene of a murder. Emergency vehicles blocked the road as curious locals watched from behind reams of police tape, using their mobile phones to film the forensic officers as they went about their duty. The victim was formally identified as Chef Philip Rolfe. The 65-year-old's family offered a statement in which they spoke of a man who lived life to the full and enjoyed his job. Paying tribute to a much-loved grandfather, they described him as caring, helpful, kind, loving, and generous. Around the corner from the spot where Philip Rolfe was stabbed, a former co-worker who lived on Alder Drive in Chelmsley Woods spoke to the police. She was close to the victim, but said she had no idea what had happened or why he would have been killed. A search was undertaken of the surrounding area, and a black-handled knife was subsequently recovered from a garden nearby. It appeared as though the makeshift weapon had been thrown over a fence and pierced the mud when it landed. The handle was protruding from the ground. The blade, a thin steak knife, measured approximately 11 centimetres long. There were no signs of blood on either the metal or the handle, suggesting it may have been cleaned before it was discarded by the killer. Officers were confident this was the murder weapon. The murder inquiry began in earnest. After only a few hours, officers from the West Midlands Police Force were positive they knew who killed Philip Rolfe. Police had questioned Rolfe's former colleague, 35-year-old Georgina Henshaw. Both Henshaw and Rolfe had worked together at a Toby Carvery, a pub and restaurant chain. While Rolfe was still employed as head chef at the Carvery in Stonebridge Island at the time of his death, Henshaw had since left. The police understood the pair had spent time together outside of work and had formed a close bond. Officers had filmed their arrival at Georgina Henshaw's home on Alder Drive. It was only a short distance away from where Philip Rolfe was found. The exchange between Henshaw and the arresting officer was captured on his body cam.
Georgina! It's the police! Hiya.
Hello.
Are we all right to come in?
Yeah, of course you are.
Thank you.
Right.
Is there some lights on?
Yeah.
Am I right to put them on?
Yeah, carry on.
The footage pictured Henshaw relaxed on her sofa. Dirty clothes are discarded throughout the property. An iridescent print emblazoned with the word home and a mannequin are posed on top of a radiator behind the sofa.
Georgina?
Yeah?
The time is 04:17 hours. I'm arrested here on suspicion of murder.
What?
Of Philip Rolfe. You don't have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you don't mention when questioned, something which you'd like to rely on in court.
Are
and
you
anything
joking?
You do say may be given evidence.
Are you serious? You don't
if
need to
right.
handcuff
well,
me.
Well, I'd rather we do, just for transport and what have you.
The offence, we're doing it for our own safety as well as yours. Okay.
Enshaw looks shocked. She is led outside by several officers. Following questioning, she was charged with murder. Three days after Philip Rolfe's death, Georgina Henshaw appeared at Birmingham Magistrates Court. She was told she would be held on remand until the next hearing at Birmingham Crown Court, scheduled for the following day. It was reported that Henshaw had been seen discarding the steak knife, which it was understood was used in the killing. As the case progressed through the court system, Henshaw continued to protest her innocence, pleading not guilty via video link from HMP Foston Hall. When arrested, she professed to be unaware that Philip Rolfe was dead, but when interviewed by police, Henshaw would not answer any questions about either her relationship with Rolfe or what had happened in those early morning hours. Henshaw continually replied, "No comment." Given the seriousness of the charge, she was not released on bail, and Henshaw was told by Judge Paul Farah QC she would remain incarcerated until the trial, planned for the start of 2018.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Finding your perfect home was hard. But thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When legal proceedings began against Georgina Wendy Henshaw, the Crown argued that she stabbed Philip Rolfe to death. Henshaw was now not denying that she ended his life, admitting that she killed him, but she felt her actions only amounted to manslaughter. Henshaw offered a guilty plea to a lesser charge. However, this was not accepted by the Crown, and they sought prosecution for murder. According to BBC News, the Daily Mail and the Birmingham Mail, Philip Rolfe had reportedly told Henshaw, 30 years his junior, that he loved her and wanted a physical relationship. He had been supporting her financially and asked her to marry him. Rolfe frequently purchased cigarettes and bought Henshaw alcohol. Furthermore, whenever she was behind on her rent payments, which was not uncommon, he would cover her arrears. He also gave her money so she could refurbish her flat. The total amount that Philip Rolfe gave Henshaw was in the region of £3,000. However, in the weeks leading up to his death, Rolfe slowly realised he was being taken advantage of, gradually being coerced into parting with his money. The relationship between Henshaw and Philip Rolfe was laid bare to the jury at Birmingham Crown Court. Rachel Brand QC, acting for the Crown, told jurors that Henshaw was angry, and while intoxicated, she plunged a knife into the chest of Philip Rolfe. The prosecutor described the dynamic between Henshaw and the man it was being alleged that she had murdered. Messages between this defendant and Philip Rolfe going back weeks and months showed that she was the one in control. She could be quite insistent when she wanted him to bring things to her. There's no dispute that she stabbed him, the prosecutor concluded. Henshaw's home was searched after her arrest, and officers discovered a baton in her flat. The prosecutor argued that this discovery proved that Henshaw had violent intentions. Soon after Philip Rolfe had been stabbed, Georgina Henshaw called one of her friends. She was hysterical. Henshaw admitted, "I've stabbed him. What if I've killed him?" From behind a protective screen, Philip Rolfe's partner, whom he had been with for almost a decade, offered evidence to the court. Barbara Bradley testified how Rolfe had been working a 9-hour shift before he clocked off at 9 p.m. on the evening before he died. The witness was in bed when she received a call at 1:15 in the morning. Her partner said he had been stabbed. He was pleading for help. Barbara Bradley jumped out of bed and drove to the location where he said he was parked. The witness tearfully told the court, "I finally found his car and pulled up behind it. It was switched off. I could see Phil in the seat with his head back and his hands on his chest. I could see on the front of his shirt there was blood on it. I phoned 999. I got a towel out of my car and held it to his chest." After an arrest was made, West Midlands Police seized Georgina Henshaw's phone. Forensic experts reviewed the electronic correspondence saved on the device. Henshaw had written of her frustration and anger. Shortly after 9 p.m. leading up to the murder, she was asked by a friend if she was okay. Henshaw replied, "I'm set up to commit murder, TBH. TBH is shorthand for to be honest. When questioned why, Henshaw wrote, "Because my so-called mate put a knife to my throat the other night for absolutely no reason." curious if there were a connection. Officers cross-referenced any reports from Henshaw stating that she had been attacked by Philip Rolfe. All reports from individuals matching their description, who had been in an altercation in Chelmsley Wood and its surrounding area. There were none. It appeared if the claim were true, Henshaw did not report this to the police. As the text messages between Georgina Henshaw and her friend continued in the period leading up to Philip Rolfe's death, Henshaw's correspondence became more and more suggestive that she was set on carrying out an attack. At 9:17 p.m. she wrote, "I want to kill Phil. I am full of anger and want to cosh him to death. I'm going to lure him over." The exchange progressed, and Henshaw was told, "It's not worth it, babe." 8 minutes later, Henshaw wrote, "What the fuck would you do if someone pinned you down and put a knife to your throat? You just saying you'd let it go. I'm a fucking psycho when it comes to shit like this. I'll lure him into a false sense of security and beat the fucking life out of him with my cosh. He'll never threaten anyone else once I've finished with him, I swear." The majority of responses from Henshaw's friend have been redacted in the publicly published correspondence. However, when Henshaw was asked what she was going to do, 2 minutes later, Henshaw wrote, "I'm going to lure him over and fucking ruin the cunt with my cosh." Henshaw repeats her threat that, quote, "He won't ever threaten anyone or be a risk to anyone after I've finished with him, I swear." Examining some of the inconsistencies in Henshaw's account, in which she claims she had been threatened by Philip Rolfe, who was said to be armed with a knife, Rachel Brand QC asked the jury at Birmingham Crown Court why Henshaw had not mentioned the incident to officers when they were initially trying to investigate what had happened. It is interesting the defendant didn't suggest to anyone in the immediate aftermath of the stabbing Mr. Rolfe had done something to her that night, the prosecutor said. She simply said she had stabbed him. She didn't give any reason why. When she spoke to police later, she was busy denying having seen him, pretending not to know he was injured. After Philip Rolfe was attacked, Georgina Henshaw used her mobile phone to call him. She also sent a text message. It was theorized by the Crown that she was checking to see if he was alive, or make it appear that she knew nothing of what had happened. The message to Philip Rolfe read, "Hey babe, you okay? Why are you not answering me?" Georgina Henshaw had admitted that she ended the life of Philip Rolfe, although when first arrested, Henshaw denied that she knew he was dead or that she knew anything about what had happened. As officers waited for another emergency vehicle to transport her to the police station, Henshaw appeared both surprised at the news that her former colleague had passed away, and she was dismayed at being arrested. She repeatedly asked why she was being detained.
"Just going to wait for a van to come round.
Why are we being arrested?
Obviously, they need to question you. They can't be on suspicion of what's happened tonight.
What? Nothing's happened.
Okay, and what you may or may not know. I can't ask you any questions, and I don't know very much about it.
Are you telling me that Phil's dead?
Yes.
Seriously?
That's why.
Serious?
Yes. Let's not.
Throughout the trial at Birmingham Crown Court, Georgina Henshaw did not concede that she murdered Philip Rolfe. She alleged that she was threatened. But on February 27th, 2018, the jury did not believe that her actions amounted to manslaughter. Georgina Henshaw was found guilty of murder. This would mean an automatic life sentence. After assessing the aggravating and mitigating factors of the case and seriousness of the crime, the judge, Mark Wall QC, sentenced Georgina Henshaw to a minimum of 16 years in prison. If Henshaw serves her sentence in full, given time served on remand, she could be released on license in 2033, when she is in her early 50s. When the jury made their decision, they were unaware of Henshaw's past crimes. The court was informed that Henshaw regularly consumed alcohol, and when she did, she drank to excess. Her erratic behaviour was well known, and she had a history of violence and numerous run-ins with the law. She had attacked a previous partner with a knife. In several press reports following the trial, Georgina Henshaw was labelled the Psycho Carvery Waitress. So where are we now? Describing how their world had been changed forever, Philip Rolfe's family released a statement through the West Midlands Police. They said that Philip had been suddenly taken from them, and he did nothing more than help someone before he was repaid by being stabbed to death. Philip Rolfe's family described Georgina Henshaw's actions as evil. The statement read, "We find some peace in the right verdict being reached in this court case, and the person responsible has been convicted of the crime she has committed. However, no sentence issued will bring our father, grandfather, and brother back. Our family has been given the life sentence. We will never get to see our loved one again, or share those special moments." Georgina Henshaw has never provided a valid explanation for why she took the life of Philip Rolfe, which makes the circumstances surrounding the murder all the more shocking and senseless. Detective Sergeant Nick Barnes, working as part of the homicide unit for West Midlands Police, spoke of what he regarded as Henshaw's futile attempt to cover up what she had done. Quote, "This was a calculated, premeditated murder where the text messages recovered from the killer's phone clearly demonstrated her desire to murder Mr. Rolfe. She has never shown any remorse. The text messages were conclusive and damning evidence, which clearly helped the jury come to the natural conclusion that she was the only person responsible." D.S. Barnes remarked that as Henshaw had been sentenced to over a decade and a half in prison, she would have plenty of time to reflect on her actions. Thank you for listening. And a special thanks to everyone who supports us on Patreon. For more information on this episode, please see the show notes or visit our website, theywalkamonguspodcast.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.